Kevin Johnson, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Another day of action, I suppose. I came in this morning. It was down the third day in a row of over 100 points. The news overseas was poor, or poor about illnesses and the like, but you know, the numbers coming out of the people actually infected is very good, but I'll come to that in a minute. And it looked terrible, felt terrible, and then you know, everyone went, well, what, you know, shares must be cheap. And it rallied, and we finished down 2 after being up 20 at one stage. So
nice,
once again,
rebound.
Another 100-plus point range. Big cap stocks moving 5% in a day. You know, it's still, when you get that sort of volatility and that sort of change within a day, it just shows you that most people really don't know.
No, absolutely. How's the oil sector?
Well, the oil sector's in extraordinary. You know, we've had negative oil prices, which is hard to believe there's such a thing, but negative interest rates probably taught us there is such a thing. Oil prices have been coming down. They're coming down big time now because people were saying it was just a West Texas intermediate price issue. And then all of a sudden, Brent numbers start to come down, and then futures in June, July start to come down because there's so much of it around the place. Nobody's using it. There's no planes using it. You know, I think jet fuel sales, Caltex was saying earlier in the week, are down 98%. They can't give it away at the Bowser here. We all love to load up with 82-cent fuel, but we're not driving anywhere to use it. These are most extraordinary times, I tell you. And I thought the best story of all today was Australia going to build up their strategic fuel reserves. One issue. All of our fuel tanks are full.
So we're going to store it all in the United States. How do we do that?
How do we do that? How do we get it from them if it's strategic? And more importantly, they're the ones that have got the full tanks as well. We might as well give it to Kazakhstan. But anyway, yes, these are the unusual things that are going on out there at the moment.
Well, government's got to be seen to be doing something at the moment, Kevin. Ministers have next to nothing to do right now.
Well, if you're the Minister for Energy, you definitely have nothing to do because oil prices are low. We don't even cover it as a sector anymore. We don't even look at the shares of the oil and gas sector because the hurdles in front of them are so big. But there are a lot of good companies and good sectors in the West Australian economy despite all of that. Iron ore is still going well. Having said that, people are starting to talk that down, but that's sort of almost a 3 or 4 weekly thing. They try and talk down iron ore prices and the old what if China doesn't buy anything. But in the meantime, it's still $85 a ton, and the Aussie dollar is down around 63, so they're making a lot of money. Rio were down $1.90. BHP was down. Fortescue off a little bit as well. The banks, they were down early. They're all in the 15s. They rallied. 2 of them are still in the 15s, but only just. And ANZ clipped over at their 16.02. Commonwealth Bank up 62 to 59.25. So green for banks today, between 1% and 2%. That was very useful for them. Woolworths still going well, up 28 cents to 36.29. As everyone's biggest decision every day is, what are we going to cook for dinner?
That's right. And they've doubled their online deliveries, Kevin, so you can get your groceries put back in your front door if you like.
Beautiful. There's nothing wrong with that, I can tell you. Ramelius going up well today, up 9 cents to $1.19, was probably the best of the gold shares. The gold price is quiet. It's 1,682, still 2,660 Aussie. The big Van Eck Gold Fund's been moving some shares around. They've gone down in St. Barbara and Regis, but they've gone up in Gold Road. That explains the big rise in Gold Road just recently. But yeah, that's sort of the big news, of course. I've forgotten.
Ramsey, isn't it? Going for a $1.4 billion capital raise.
Oh, I was only thinking about this morning. I read that this morning when I was getting ready for work. I'm thinking, I remember when $1 billion was such a big number, like really big, like a company might make that in $1 billion in profits per year. Now they just sort of say $1 billion like it's nothing. You know, $1.4 billion is an enormous amount of money. They're raising it at $56 a share. They were $64 a share. I suppose they have to when you consider the situation private hospitals find themselves in. They're not allowed to do elective surgery, haven't been able to do elective surgery. They're essentially on hold waiting for the deluge of people with the COVID-19 or the flu, whatever you want to call it. It isn't happening. Hopefully then they'll get themselves ready, they'll get themselves organised, and that sector of the market can go forward. I can tell you one sector that isn't going forward, though, and that's the travel sector. Obviously, the Virgin issue is still overhanging that. Qantas were down 23 today. I noticed Flight Centre were down, Webjet were down, because of the realisation that probably international travel is going to be something we're not going to do probably this year.
Yeah, no, that's going to become a reality, isn't it, Kevin?
It is. These are very unusual times. I'd like to be more succinct and clear and give people better direction of where we're going. We're just going to deal with it as it comes on a daily basis today. But at least the market's still here. It's only down 2 today. Maybe we've seen another bottom for the short term. Let's wait and see. And we'll look forward to chatting tomorrow afternoon.
Good on you, mate. Thank you very much.
Thank you.